Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I help you?
Yes, and what company is this?
This is a third-party call center. We service over 300-plus different companies.
Yeah, premium alpha.
Can I please have your zip code and your first and last name?
10029 Ramona De La Paz.
And can you please verify your address on the account for security purposes?
1536 Lexington Avenue.
Okay. I see that you ordered a purifier from us.
Huh?
You ordered a purifier back in November.
A who?
Purifier.
What's that?
Air purifier.
Air purifier?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't even have an air purifier.
It was ordered back in November.
Yeah, but I don't have one. So I don't know what air purifier you're talking about. I'm just wondering where this 5695 is coming from.
Yes,
I don't
ma'am.
Own
and
an air purifier. I have an air conditioner, and I have about three, what do you call it, those mist things that, what do they call them? The, you know, that they throw out a mist and stuff, like you use for case, you could put wicks or you can or whatever. Air purifier is not an air purifier. They're actually damn it, I can't even think. But I don't have air purifier. I don't need that. I have like 6 windows in my living room alone.
Yes, ma'am, and the terms and conditions have to be agreed upon in order to get that purifier that was ordered back in November. It does state that you'd also be agreeing to sign up for our monthly subscription to our online gadget store. With that, you do receive a $125 gift card sent to you via email. Most people get the gift card in their spam.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You're paying for a monthly subscription to our online gadget store. With that, you do receive online gadget store.
Online gadget store?
Yes.
Why would I get into an online gadget store?
Well, when the purifier was open, that's what was in the terms and conditions that had to be agreed upon in order to get that purifier.
The problem is I don't have a purifier.
Yes, ma'am, but you do receive a $125 gift card sent to you via email every month. Most likely be in your spam folder.
Where do I get the $125 gift card? They charge me $56.95 every month that I've noticed.
Yes, ma'am. It'll be in your email.
Because I'm saying, I thought it was my husband's phone, but then I'm saying Primo somebody. I don't know who the hell these are. I just don't pick up the phone too often because you don't. They bombard you with so many commercials and so much stuff that you don't have, you know. I'm 73. I don't need no air purifier. I have three that used to be belong to the kids when they were small, that you put water in it and you could put Vicks in it or whatever, you know, put moisture in the air. And I don't even need that because I have 5 windows. I have an air conditioner. I have a stand-up one that you move from room to room, and I have one on the window.
Okay, we can cancel out the account. Would you like that confirmation number?
Yes.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, purifier. I could see if I was in Puerto Rico or one of them dense places of Peru, but here? Okay, what is it?
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 259.
Wait, start all of, what was that?
C as
in Charlie?
259.
T?
C as in Charlie.
Wait a minute. Are you starting with a letter or are you starting with a number?
A letter.
And you're starting with T or C as in Charlie?
C as in Charlie, 259.
259 759 357.
Yes, ma'am.
And this started in November. A pure, what was it? An air sump? You said air purifier that stands up in your room or takes another space or what?
Yes, ma'am. It's an air purifier.
No. Only thing I've bought that I bought the portable heaters, and I bought them to send to Puerto Rico. Those little ones that you plug into the thing.
Okay. Well, your account's been closed.
Nothing that has to do with air. I have no need for it because I have two air conditioners. One that you move around, and I have the kids grew up, and I still have those things that you put water in it for mist, and the other one you could put Vicks. You know, sometimes they come and stay over, and one of them is still young, and he doesn't like the heat, and I don't open windows over here.
Okay, well, your account's been closed. You will no longer be charged by us.
And what kind of purifier is this that you're talking about?
It's an air purifier.
Can you send some literature on it?
No, ma'am. I wouldn't be able to email you anything because we are a third-party call center. But your account has been closed, so you will no longer be billed by us. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
No, I wanted to find out because maybe it was something that I can buy for my grandson in Puerto Rico or something.
It was ordered back in November.
I'm trying to tell you that I've never bought an air purifier. What part of that don't you understand?
Yes, ma'am. I've canceled out the account.
I've never had a problem with the air. Okay, never mind. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.